is that the gospel, that's the one that comes through the Bible. That's not something we like to wear pants. It's not fair to us, really. So, yeah, it's the ability to apply what it's the case. So, we might then say, well, that prostitute is nothing to do with the verses 3, 1, chapter.
But having said that, there is a lot in the book of Acts that is both foundational for the early church, as we read about it then, but is also to be reproduced for Christ in the years later.
So that's the relatively little copy that they did. The Old Testament is three marks of the early church, if that makes sense. But it's a church family, we see them for the years. The Old Testament is a copy of the church, and it's a copy of the Christian Old Testament. What does it mean? You wouldn't want to call yourself a follower of Jesus. This is not sure what it means to Christianity. Well, I hope this morning we discover what church is to be about. And it is the right thing to do. So, the people of Britain are here. The church is not that important. It is the people who bless church, want people to be about. Well, the first thing to do is to say, gathering to pray. So, what would Jesus say? I think of it like that in Matthew. Both those were going to benefit Jesus and Paul when he was hit by people deserting him. There were reasons to be crucified when he was first discovered. And when Jesus was dead, they were filled with dread and fear. When Jesus rose from the dead, and they had this fantastic time of light. For 4 days, a wonderful 4 days, living, written what Jesus was amongst them, living with them and teaching them. Which is the question, why is followers going to do that? Will they just disperse? Will they disappear? Will they each go their own way, return to their old way of life? Well, no. Because many think, oh, even though Jesus is no longer physically present to anyone, they're still looking to obey what Jesus says. That's why they went back to Jerusalem, just as Jesus commanded when the prophet obeyed for the Christ faith spirit. Notice that whilst I'm aware of this, this is really emphasizing the language there of verse 4. It means that two creative things that were committed there of one mind in getting together and praying together. Which one of these is the first thing we're told we can do as they put them into that prayer? Okay. Number one, when we pray, it's really in the Bible, what's the word of all words praying? And the Old Testament, effectively, like the New Testament, was full of people praying, from the examples of Daniel to Paul. And it's because he's in this relationship and communication is key, so it is for God's people. See, at this point of faith and resurrection, Jesus has restored our relationship with God for all we could trust in him. But when the relationship is restored, it's very natural to communicate with God. The Bible calls that it's
when we pray together, well, it's a sign of our unity, isn't it? We are all from different walks of life, with lots of different interests and habits and all sorts of things. But how do we demonstrate our unity as Arborfield Church family? Well, because we pray to the one same Heavenly Father.
We're not told what we're praying, whether it's praying. And so people after all, Jesus has told them what to do, and he's told them what to do with the Father. He's already promised to send the Holy Spirit to them for them to be a witness. And they pray anyway. I don't know about you, so often I find myself praying out so that I don't know about what's going to happen, rather than what I think will. But they pray knowing the future. The planets of bread is an important choice of why you and I are going to pray as well. Not because we do not know what Jesus has promised, but because we do know what he's promised. We've got written down in our Bibles. And so far from Jesus promising something, therefore being a reason for us not to pray back to it, Jesus is saying, you know what, then you don't need to pray back to it. That's what they model for us. If Jesus promises our reason to pray. But it makes, of course, a big difference. What's the promise they're looking for? That's how it's going to happen. But as we know from the rest of the New Testament, as soon as anyone gives up faith in Jesus, we are given the Holy Spirit straight away. We live this side That's where the boundary of the other mass there helps us in all sorts of ways, not least when we call. So the promise of the gift of sending the Holy Spirit has been fulfilled. And yet there is another promise of the gift that is yet to be fulfilled. So it's just not to be begun, but we still wait for Jesus to return. We know he will return, he's promised he will return. But this has been waiting to encourage us to keep a reason this will be clear. Not because we do not know the reason, but because we know the will. And we need to pray that we will have a choice to do, whether that's the Sunday morning or in our meeting groups or our monthly prayers. Well, we're standing in a long run now, therefore, Christians have been going through decades. Ever since the church started, they've been building up Jerusalem with these 127 people. It's been that long run. Yes. Now, making that list of names, or it's some mentioned by many of our lists of mentioned by more of school. Well, I wonder if you can notice that in that list, there is one person who is missing. So they're mentioned by names of Jesus' followers. They follow the Jesus disciples, only 11 are mentioned. There is one name missing. And it's because we've been moved by things to be replaced that brings us to the second thing. We have changed the name to pray that we are agents from the Bible. From the 15 of the Bible, we see it's Peter, he's stood up and he's speaking to the church in front of others. And he's addressing this question. There's a level of disorders that needs to be followed. Now, if you remember from that statement, apostles are actually given by those who have been directly chosen by Jesus to make witnesses to his name. That is, those who actually saw Jesus risen from the dead. So, let me start with these apostles. It's a reminder to Rabbi Gordon in Fellowship, that's one of the original children, have betrayed Jesus to the authorities for money, yes, and for deeds. And the whole fact that they have been told it is necessary to do nothing. Still alive was an eyewitness to Jesus' call to the ministry. That's the only John the Baptist baptized Jesus in the River Jordan until he knew Jesus returned. And from 3 years of the ministry, if you're going to be an apostle, you've got to be with Jesus all the way forward. It says that every other witness that he had used, which includes the Holy Ghost and the dead, or the interest in himself. But why they would see Jesus at all? You can understand it, and if all of them listen to the house, because they don't particularly know what Jesus is, probably not worth the wait, so it's worth the possible. Peter's argument that they need faith, and he tells us why, is because the Bible says so. If you look at verse 16, here we have one of the clearest reminders of why the Bible, if you understand the book, that is the spirit's fault. The scriptures that are found by four wine. And then it's the week Peter refers to the Psalms, which came to the Bible, which are called in the Bible, Psalm 69, or Psalm 109, and see if it's a little bit of a second verse of Rahab, he's not using for. He's referring to the Psalms, which came to the great, but we have the Bibles. And this is the error of Judas. And this is because the betrayer will be removed from the place. That's what it's written in verse 20. In this time, these Psalms were written some 1,000 years before Jesus was born. So what's going to take it here? How can you suggest that these Psalms of David, the way David wrote them, in the King of Jesus, would be unreliable? Statement, just draw forward the rules, looking for a verse that we need to say what we want, not the place we want it, just think about it. But it won't be a dangerous thing, but there's two things we need to remember to consider what Peter says. The first, verse 6 at the end, Peter reminds us it wasn't only David who wrote this song, it's song before, but that spoke to the demon wrote them, because Peter reminds us it was the Holy Spirit, God himself, speaking through demons, who wrote the writings. Remind us that our Bible is written by human beings, but they're not just human words. When we come to the Bible, it is the inspired book of his that it is God speaking through his words. It's why we refer to the Bible sometimes as God's word, because our Bible talks to the words. God's word is spoken by the Holy Spirit through the authors. That's why we saw the video that Acts 2:27 is correlation. She was speaking the Bible, and these are the words that were spoken. You pretend with this book, the most valuable thing in this world are fools. There is wisdom. This is the royal law. These are not the oracles, words, or gods. So we need to remember that when it comes to Psalms, it's not just represented in the first given. But of course, that still doesn't explain why we Psalms, Peter mentions, actually refer to Jesus. It could be about anyone, okay? It was certainly about David. We're portraying him in the time. We're coming from the screen as an exchange from the Luke's Gospel. Luke's Gospel wrote before the events of Jesus' life, written by Luke, who also wrote the book of references Luke brought to you. And at the end of the Luke, in this time of Jesus rising and Jesus ascending, we find one of these is the Jew. And he begins to travel on the road. In these spells, then verse 7 and 8, beginning with Moses, one of the prophets of the earth, the prophet of the Israel, Jesus explained to them what was saying on the scriptures, in all the Bible, concerning himself. Now, we've got to prove that whole conversation wasn't quite the Bible's thing. But let's see, Jesus goes through the whole of the Old Testament, told saying that these are the things they want to mean in some way. That's what he's talking about. If I see the description of Jesus playing something, then being told to remind the 11 apostles what they just said. But then Jesus said to the apostles as well, in the end of verse 44-45, Jesus says, this is what I told you about some of you. Everything that must be fulfilled is written about me in the Law of Moses, the Gospel of Psalms, that's the Old Testament. Then he opened them on him so they could understand the scriptures. So as Jesus is there, opening the mind so that the people there can listen to the scriptures, that is in everything. So then, thoughts of thinking stuff up about himself. He sat down with the risen Jesus and listened to how Jesus taught his all the thoughts. But Jesus is an understanding from the Old Testament points forward to Jesus himself. If we had more time, we could look at both the Psalms in detail and see how much of what David wrote about himself is also applied to Jesus. So to give you a brief idea, in Psalm 69, six of the verses are directly quoted in the New Testament of being about Jesus. So Psalm 69 about David, yes, but ultimately about Jesus. So Psalm 69 is about Jesus and it's about people betraying Jesus. We can see how Peter can say the betrayer of Psalm 69 is the betrayer of Jesus that makes them Jesus. We have some more about that conflict, if you like. But what does it mean to understand the Bible that it comes to Jesus? And say, therefore, Jesus has been removed to us, he must also be replaced. That's why Peter is so confident that he is truly both a wizard. The Holy Spirit inspired all about Jesus, Word of God, Scriptures, and it's their guides. That leaves us with one question, as we look at Jesus. As we make sure that the benefits of their work are not fully qualified to be an apostle, you need to be a living eyewitness of all of Jesus' earthly ministry. Because they're going to witness them to the world. They will be eyewitnesses in Jerusalem. Even as we pray to see this in church and begin to witness the beginnings of the year to the end of the year. And that's the way out of the Holy Trinity Apostles' witness, as has been recalled before us in our Bibles, not just through the words, but inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's all been written down to create a New Testament. to the 12th apostle, and God back to the man, Joseph and Matthias. Both are sort of identified of how they choose and decide to be on the moon, as if they were in the desert. But just before we go, whilst this is not an exhaustive process or mechanism for our own sin again, we can take something from their example of the evidence in the Bible of their dominance. We could have got still seen students right today, so we'd make sure to work to make sure we are listening to what God says. Exactly what the business is doing to make the possible. But what are the decisions we face? What jobs I think, where should I live, who should I marry? We're given guiding principles in God's work on these things. But always a good place to start. What does God say on the matter before I make my decision? But of course, what God says on the matter will often be a principle which again is a very common sense. So I can't look in the Bible. I can't look in the Bible and find out something that you need to know your difficulties, is that it? So I'm asking them, well, again, they're going to be helpful in this because they start with the scriptures, what is God saying to someone? This is Peter. And then they can describe something, they want to have a position and apply it to see if he qualifies based on these things to me. And then they, so what are they doing?
Jesus is Jesus' choice.
everyone there with me to heaven, for indifference to a spot that has been lost. And that said, it's not like when you're in business today, I've been responsible for 2 feet of Brussels, then maybe we would pass the office as well, but we're not. The 12 of Brussels were very cheap. There's no replacing the Brussels as it takes place in our Bibles. But so, I think it's not a place that a lot of people mentioned. Again, they are all children, Once the Apostle Selection Program puts up his foundation, it is not for the new past, but asks this process of new balance with the Apostles. But of course, everything that he says has been written down for us. Thank you.